Phoenix FM talking rugby league, and I'm joined by Carl Holtzman, who is the, well, one of your roles, your main role, is the chairman
of
the Brentwood Rugby League Club. Also involved with, you're saying that one of your other roles is the under-13s, because at the moment you don't have an adult team, do you? The big stuff at the moment is getting the kids involved in rugby league.
Yeah, at the moment, I think the club has been running for around 10 years now. And this particular season, we've got under-12s, 13s, 15s and under-17s. The big thing about this year, not only is it our 10th anniversary, but it's the first time we're actually going to put out an adult team onto the park.
And when's that planned? You've got it all, everything's in place, is it, for the adult team?
We're just recruiting at the moment. It looks like we potentially could have quite a big squad, actually, this year anyway. So it'd be lovely to get an adult team out. It's one of the things that, as a club, we've been lacking, in my opinion, because at the moment we've got, like I say, we've got the junior section, but we've never had anything to progress to. So this year, with a bit of luck, we'll have the adult team out there. And for the children who are playing, they can actually see that there is progression within our club.
And you say you've got a big squad. You only need 13, don't you?
That's right. I know. Down here, it's generally 15-a-side games with the rugby union. Rugby league is 13 guys on the pitch. We do have substitutions as well. So the bigger the squad, the better for us. Particularly with rotations, because rugby league is it's quite a physical game, as anybody has seen or played it. It's quite demanding, it's quite aggressive, so you do need that within your team, if you like. That, I don't know what the word is now, what's the word? Resilience is the word I'm looking for.
Now, from the point of view of people thinking about it, you must have, because let's face it, we're in a bigger rugby union area than rugby league. But there must be players who've got more of an affinity and an aptitude for rugby league, and you can pick the best out of that once they've started in union. That must happen quite a bit round here.
You could say rugby union is king down here, if you like, and there's no getting away from that. And most of my boys throughout the age groups all play rugby union as well. But as you say, there are certain boys who do have a leaning towards rugby league. Their skill set is more suited to league rather than union. In my opinion, I think you can be a bit more expressive in rugby league. And if you've got that that in you, that a little bit of aggression, you like making a lot of tackles, rugby league really is a game that fits you will really enjoy playing.
But again, I mean, with Super League, with the Sky deals on TV, it's not as if the game isn't watched, is it?
No, I mean, Sky viewing figures are huge, to be honest with you, and they've just recently signed, I think, an extended deal with Sky at the moment. So it's quite big. I think we had the World Cup down here recently, the World Cup semi-final at Wembley, and that was around about 70,000 at the semi-finals. And I know around about 2,000 or 3,000 of those seats actually went to participants in London Rugby League. So we had a whole block that particular day. So it's, and I think a large percentage of the ticket sales for the semi-final were from people who live in London. So I think it's a matter of selling the sport, making people aware that it's taking place, first of all.
Which is what we're doing now.
Exactly, exactly. It's publicising the sport, making people know that it's actually happening.
Yeah.
And a great thing about rugby league is it's a summer sport, so you don't really get that crossover with rugby union. You might get a few weeks, but generally it's played throughout the summer. So if you're a rugby union coach, I would imagine you'd be quite pleased for your boys to be playing league, because they'll come back extremely fit and won't really need a great deal of pre-season training.
Weather-wise as well, the pitches are more likely to hold up, if nothing else, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, it's hard surface, but we obviously teach the boys how to fall safely. But yeah, the pitches are lovely during the summer. There's a nice bit of grass on there because our fields aren't used for the union season. Plenty of grass on there. And yeah, it's a fantastic summer's day, really, because we do make a day out of it. We last year we went down to places like Sussex. We go to Elmbridge, and it's a summer's day. It's barbecue weather, so we go out. I mean, we don't worry about bringing with us Southwesters or wet tops. It's just generally applying the actual suntan lotion, to be honest with you, when we play or when spectators come down to watch.
Well, look, there's a taster of what's going on. If anyone wants to get involved, wants to watch it, I mean, really, anyone listening who thinks, oh, that sounds good, what's the next step for them locally?
The next step, really, I mean, Brentwood Rugby League is the local club for this particular area. So we have a website. So it's quite simple. If you type in Brentwood RL or Brentwood Eels onto the actual onto your Google site or whatever site they actually use, the actual front page will come up, and you'll be led on to the contacts page from there. So it's very easy to get in touch. So just drop us a line if you're interested in playing any of those age groups that I've mentioned. It's very simple. Just send us an email and we can point you in the right direction.
Okay. No, look, that's great. Thanks very much for coming in. We're going to be talking quite a bit about rugby league in the next few weeks. So it's good. Thanks to yourselves. And you'll keep us up to date with what's going on through the year as well, won't you?
We will, definitely. I mean, we'll keep you up to date with how the adult team's progression, match reports, et cetera, et cetera. But we're very, very excited about getting this open age team together. And it'll be nice to see them playing down on the fields there. And like I say, it's great for the kids to see as well, that progression within the ranks.
Oh, look, Carl, thanks very much for coming in to see us. And, best of luck for the season.
Thanks ever so much.
Cheers.